Today's Amud is Chagiga Heyama Beis. We're holding on Heyama Aleph, the second line from the bottom, the middle of the line, V'chara Api Bayayim. So says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'chara Api Bayayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Kaviyachol, I'm going to get angry on that day, V'azavtim V'starti Panay Mehem, and I'm going to hide my face from Klal Yisrael. So Amar Rav Bardula Bar Tavyoimi, Amar Rav said, that Kol She'inoi Behester Panim Einoi Mehem, that anybody who's not included in this Hester Panim, so he's obviously not part of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's gonna be master his face, he's gonna hide his face from Klal Yisrael. So if a person doesn't experience Hester Panim, it must be, it's a simon that he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Hester Panim means that a person cries out and he feels like he's not being answered. If a person doesn't have that type of experience, so it's a simon he's not a yid. And Kol She'inu B'vahayu Le'echo, about that which the Pasuk goes on to say, a curse, a klal, that Vahila Echelu Matsuhu Rois Rabbis Vitzarais Vamar Vyamahu like Al Kain Ainalu Kaiba Kirbi Vahulu Vahulu. The Pasuk says that there's a klala that Bahayo Le'echo, that the Goyim are going to take away a person's money, and so a person who doesn't experience that Ainu Mehem, he's not part of them, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Now it says the Gemara that Amru Le Rabbanan Lu Rava, the Rabbanan, the Tamidim, they asked Rava, then how could it be? Mar loy behester panim isay, v'loy bevayil echol isay. You don't seem to be included in either of them. You don't seem to experience hester panim, and you don't seem to be included in the klala of vayil echol. Samar luhu. So Rava said back to the Talmidim, miyadisu kamim mishadrano betzina beishiber malka. Do you have any idea how much money I'm forced to give to the government? Do you realize how much money the goyim take from me? You don't realize it's not true. I do have hester panim. I do experience vayil. Afilu Hachi says the Gemara that still that Yahavu be Rabbanan Einayu, because the Rabbanan, they looked at Rava in this way, they gave him this, so to speak, Ayin Hara. So Adahachi, so while this was happening, while they were having this conversation, Shadur Dibay Shibur Malka Vigarvuhu, the government, they sent some officers to Rava, and the Garvuhu, they took away all of his money. Because the Rabbanan gave their eyes on him, so therefore Rava became Mamish and Ani, they took away all of Rava's money. And Amari said that Hainu D'Tanya, this is like that which we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kol Makom Sheninu Chachamim Meneihem, any time the Chachamim, they put their eyes somewhere, Aymisa Aini, if they look with such a way with their eyes, it causes either death or poverty. And that's what happened, because the Rabbanan, they looked at Rava in this way, so it caused Rava to be an Ani, and Rava Taka lost all of his money to the government. The Pasuk says, "Vanoichi hastir astir panai bayoyim mahu." It says, "I will conceal my face on that day after the Chorban. I will conceal my face on that day." The Lashon is bayoyim mahu. So Amar Rav, Rav explained that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk was also hinting to us that afal pisha starti panai mehem. Even though it's true, I will conceal my face from them. B'chaloi medavir bay. I'll still speak to certain individuals. I'll speak to them in a dream. And Rav Yosef Amar Rav. Yosef said that Yaday Natuya Aleinu, that even though it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself from us during Galus, but Yaday Natuya Aleinu, his hand is still stretched out over us to protect us. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvitzel Yadi Kisisicha, that I protect you in the shade of my hand, so that the Goyim won't destroy us in Galus, even though it's true we have Esther Panim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there with us and protecting us. And says the Gemara a story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have a koi be Caesar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was standing in the house of the Caesar, and Achvi Leahu Apikarsa, a certain Apikores, he hand motioned to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He spoke to him in sign language, and he said to him that you're an Amid Hadrinu Mari Laape Mine, that you're a nation that its master turned his face from it. Look at you, you pathetic people, you pathetic nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face from you. So Ach Vileis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, hand motioned back to him, that Yaday Netuya Aleinu, that his hand is still stretched out over us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's true, we have Hester Panim, but he's still there with us in the Galus, he's still there protecting us. So now the Caesar, he sees Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he sees this other man, they're making funny hand motions to each other. So Amar Le Kesar, Rabbi Yeshua, the Caesar says to Rabbi Yeshua, May Ach Vilach, what was he motioning listen to you. So Rabbi Yishuv Machananya explained to him. He said that we're an Amadadrinu Mari La'apimine, that we're a nation that its master turned his face from it. And I motioned back to him that Yaday Netuya Aleinu, that even though it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face from us, but Lamaisa, he still has his hand out, stretched out over us to protect us. So Amru Leila Hu Mina. The officials of the government then said to the men, they said to the Apikaires, who was hand motioning to Rabbi Yishuv and Chananya, they said to him, Mayach Veisalei, what did you motion to him? So they wanted to confirm that everyone was telling the truth. So he said that what I motioned to him was that they're an Amud Adrinu Mari Mine, that they're a nation that its master turned his face from it. Umayach Veilach, and they said to him, so now what did he motion back to you? And to that the man said, Lo Yadana, The men, he said, I don't know what he motioned back to me. So at that point they got upset. Amru, they said, Gavra d'lo yada may machvulei b'machoik, a person that he doesn't understand sign language, he doesn't understand what people are motioning to him, beramiza, b'machoik means beramiza in Ramazim, he doesn't understand the language. Yachve kamei malka, and he's still going to speak up in front of the king? It's a chutzpah. If you don't even understand the language, how could you start talking in front of the king like that? So Abkuhu, they took him out, v'katluhu, and they killed this man. And ki kanicha nafshid Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, when it was coming time for him to leave this world, so Amru le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, they said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, they said, Mati hevi alon, what's going to be with us? Who Mati Karsin? What's going to be with us? Who's going to protect us from Api Karsin? You were able to defend us from Api Karsin. It seems like, besides in this story, it was something that Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya was able to do. He was able to answer back up and defend Klal Yisrael from those that tried to start up. So they said to him as he was leaving this world, what's going to be? Who's going to protect us now? Who's going to be with us? And who's going to save us from the Api Karsin? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said to them that don't worry, it's true I was here to defend you, but of the Eitzah Mibanim Nisrucha Chachmasam. But there's a rule that when we lose Eitzah, when Klal Yisrael loses our Chachamim, so Nisrucha Chachmasam, their Chachma, the Chachma of the Goyim, it also gets spoiled. It always ends up equaling out. It evens out. He explained that when Klal Yisrael loses our Chachamim, so Rachman Litzlan, so the Goyim, they also lahavda lose their Chachamim. Or he said, I can even bring you a makar from here, that the Pasuk says, Esav says to Yaakov Avinu, come, let's go, let's travel side by side, let's walk together. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya said that Esav's words, even though it's coming from Esav, but Lamaisa, those words were words that ring true for all generations that were always side by side. So if we lose Chachamim, so then Kaviyachu and Lahavdo, they lose Chacham, their Chachamim as well. So you don't have to be worried that I'm leaving this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you and it will all equal out. Says the Gemara that Rav Ila have a salik bedarga, that Rav Ila was one time walking up a ladder, and the Devei Rabbi Bar Shila, by the yeshiva, by the house of Rabbi Bar Shila, and Shami Lianuka Davakakare, and he heard a child that was reading a pasuk, the pasuk which says that Kihine Yaitzer Harim Uveire Ruach Magid Adam Masichai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created mountains, he creates the winds, and he tells a person, and on the final day of judgment, he's able to recount to a person even the small little things that he said, the small little chatter that he said over, a Kadosh Baruch Hu relates that to a person and he holds them accountable. So Rabbi Ila, when he was going up the ladder and he heard this pasuk, he became emotional and he said that Evet Sherabbi Magid Lei Masichai, if you have an Evet that his master is able to tell him about all the little small little conversations that he had, to Kani Yeshlei, does he have any hope to stand in Did, to stand in judgment? How is he going to be able to withstand the judgment? Now, my masichai, what is the extent of what this means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to a person about his chatter that he had during his lifetime? Amar Rav explained that afilu sicha yaseira shebein ish liishtai. It's even referring to the small little chatter that was unnecessary. It was the sicha yaseira that a man has between him and his wife. Even that, magidim loy lo adam b'shas misa, it's told over to a person b'shas misa, but in the Bezdin Shalmalu, when he's at that final, the yom adin, so it's told over to him even just this ma'asicha, the sicha yaseira that he had with his wife. Now ask the Gemara, Aini, is that true? That there's a problem with a person chatting with his wife, even if it's excessive? V'ha Rav Kahana, there was a story that Rav Kahana, he wanted to learn from his Rebbe, he wanted to learn from Rav, the different behaviors, hanhagos, that a person's supposed to have in the bedroom with his wife. So Rav Kahana, avagane tuse purye de Rav, so he went to sleep, he went to lie down underneath the bed of Rav, he wanted to experience it firsthand, he wanted to see how his Rebbe was nayig. V'shame de sach, and he heard over his Rebbe, he heard Rav, that he was talking, v'tzachak, and making jokes, v'asa tzrachav, and he was together with his wife. And Amar, and he said that Dame Pume de Rav, Kemandulay Tom Le Tavshila, that Rav sounds like he's never been together with his wife before. He's talking so much and he's being tzachak so much. It seems like this is his first time. And Amar Le, Rav discovered Rav Kahana sleeping under the bed, lying down under the bed. And when he discovered him, Amar Le, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, he said, Kahana, Puk, get out of here, Kahana. Lava Yerech Aret, this is too much. This is not Derech Aretz to go under your Rebbe's bed. And the Gemara Brachos, it says, and he said, Tairi, Vilumad. Rav Kahana said, I need to learn. This is what I need to do to learn. L'maizah, Rav wasn't so maskim. Rav said, Kahana, puk, this is already not derech eretz. But al-kopanim, the kasha is that we just said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells over at the Yom HaDin all the masicha, the extra chatter that the person has with his wife. But here it seems that Rav himself had this extra chatter. Rav himself was naik to do this with his wife. So says the Gemara, like kasha, kandit tzarech lertsuya, had when is it okay? That's if his wife needs it. Whatever his wife needs, so then it's completely permissible. But if it's just excessive, if it's just extra, it's not something that's necessary, so that's when a person is held accountable. That's when it's told over to a person after he leaves this world. The pasuk says, "V'mloy tishma'uhu b'mistarim tifka nafshim b'bnei geva." That if you don't hear it b'mistarim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying b'bnei geva. The Amrav Shmuel bar Inya mishmei the Rav that makom yesh loy la Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu has a specific place. U'mistarim shemay. B'mistarim is the name of a place. It doesn't say b'seiser that the Kadosh Baruch Hu cries kaviyachol in private. It says b'mistarim. B'mistarim is the name of the place that the Kadosh Baruch Hu cries kaviyachol. And my bipne geva, what does it mean that he cries bipne geva? What is geva? So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, it means bipne gavasan shal Yisrael, because of the gaiva, the pride of Klal Yisrael, shenitla mehem, that was taken away from them. Our pride was, we were robbed of our pride during Galus, v'nitna lo'ivdei kaychavim, and it was given to the oivdei kaychavim. Because of that pride that we lost, that we don't continue not to have in Galus, so for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries about that pride that was stripped from us. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani says that b'bnei geva means b'bnei gavasa shamalchus shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying kaviyachol because of the gaiva, because of the pride of the malchus shamayim. There used to be a pride for the malchus shamayim b'zman the mikdash, and now in galus, so that pride was stripped from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. Now ask the Gemara, u'mi'ika b'chia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there such a thing as crying by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no sadness, there's no depression in front of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hayd v'hadar lefanav, ayiz v'chedva b'mkaymai, that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place, there's only ayiz v'chedva, there's strength and happiness. So how could it be that the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol cries? So says the Gemara, le'kasha, ha'bevati gavai, ha'bevati barai. There's a difference between in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner rooms and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's outer rooms. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner rooms, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol cries. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's outer rooms, so that's when we say, Oiz v'hada b'mkaymai. U'babati v'arai loy. And ask the Gemara, in the outer rooms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no crying by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'aksiv, what the pasuk says, V'yikra Hashem alikim tzavakos b'yayim ahu levichi l'mispidu l'karchav alach gorsak. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried, and it seems like it was in the open, that by the Churban HaBayis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried. So says the Gemara, Shani Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's an exception. Really, in the Batei Baroi, there's no tears, there's no crying by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shani Churban Beis HaMikdash, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's an exception. V'afilu Malachi Shalom Bachu. We find that even the Malachi Shalom, who never cry, even they cry during the Churban. Shenamer, as the Pasuk says, Heinarelam Tza'aku Chutza, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayu. That even the the Malachi Shalom were Mariv Kayun, they cried bitterly. So that's already an exception, but otherwise, typically, so there's no crying by a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the outer rooms, only in the inner rooms, and that's but Negeva, either the Gaiva, the pride of Klal Yisrael, or the pride of Malchus Shemayim. The pasuk says in that same pasuk that we just quoted, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cries, and it says V'damaya Tidma V'teired Eini. It says V'teired Eini Dima. Three different lashonos of crying. V'damaya Tidma V'teired Eini Dima. Three times it cries Ki Nishba Eider Hashem, because the Eider of Hashem was captured. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries Kaviyachol over three things. So Amar V'lazar Shalish Dima Yisalalu Lama. What are these three tears for? Achas Mikdash Rishon. One tear is for the Mikdash Rishon, v'achas Mikdash Sheni, v'achas, and the third and final cry is Al Yisrael Shagalu b'mimikayman, is because Klal Yisrael was exiled from their place. So on the two Batim Mikdashes, and then on Klal Yisrael who were exiled. V'ikad Amri, some say that the third cry is not for Klal Yisrael Shagalu b'mimikayman, rather it's for the two are for the two Batim Mikdashes, and then achas, the third one, is Al Bittul Torah, is for Bittul Torah, the Bittul Torah that goes on in Klal Yisrael, that's the third thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for. So says the Gemara that Bishlama Laman Da'amar Al Yisrael Shagalu. It makes sense the first man Da'amar who says that the third cry is for Klal Yisrael who were exiled from their place. So everything has to do with Galus, the two Batim Mikdashes, and then Klal Yisrael Shagalu Mim Kaima. So now it makes sense, Hainu Dichsiv, that's what it says in the Hemshech of the Pasuk, that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have all these tears? Ki Nish Ba'eder Hashem, because the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eder Hashem, were captured. So it makes sense. Everything's related to the fact that we went to Galus because the flock of Hashem were captured. Ella says the Gemara, Laman Da'amar, Al Bittul Torah. But according to the man Da'amar who says that the third cry is for Bittul Torah, Maiki Nishba Eder Hashem. What does that have to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people were captured? So says the Gemara, because Kevin Shagalu Yisrael Mim Kaiman, Ein Lucha Bittul Torah Gadol Mizeh. Adarabba, that it has to do with Galus. But Galus, it's not the Galus itself that makes the Kaddish Baruch Hu cry. It's the Bittul Torah that goes on because of the Galus. The Galus, the Tzarais, and the Shibud of the Galus causes one not to be able to learn as well. And so that's the third tier of Adlitz, because we went into Galus, but it's not Be'etzim because we went into Galus that the Kaddish Baruch Hu cries for this third thing. It's rather it's because of the Bittul Torah that's caused from the Galus. And Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that Shleisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baicha Alein B'chol Yoyim, that there are three types of people that the Kaddish Baruch Hu cries about them every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over these three people. Al She'efshar Lasek B'Tayra Ve'inu Isaac. Number one, on a person who has the Kalim, he has the ability to learn Tayra, and he's not Isaac and Tayra, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over that person. And the Vada, you could say, Al Derech the Taz, who says, Isaac Lasek B'Tayra Tayra means to learn Be'ian. Al She'efshar Lasek B'Tayra Ve'inu Isaac means he's able to learn Be'ian, and instead of learning things and really getting a deeper understanding of it, he suffices with just a superficial understanding of the Gemara or whatever it is that he's learning. So on such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries because he has the Kalim, he has the ability to get a deeper understanding, and instead he's not Isaac, Avada, he's learning, but he's not Isaac. He doesn't try to get a deeper understanding, and instead he suffices with a superficial understanding. So that's category number one. Category number two, V'al She'i Efshar Lasek B'Teira V'Isaac. And also for a person that he doesn't have the ability to be Isaac and Tyra, and Afal Pikein, he struggles and he pains himself to be Isaac and Tyra. Now this sounds like a good thing. So the Chavetz Chaim says that Eina Chanami. The Chavetz Chaim in Tyra Sabayis and Perikei, and one of the Agais over there, he says that Eina Chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this one's not a bad thing, this one about is a good thing. A person who mamish breaks himself to be able to learn, but Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries because Lamaisa, the person pains himself. He has tsar, he has pain. He's EF Shalasik B'Tyra, means it's very difficult for him to be Isaac and Jaira, and Afal Pikein, he pushes himself and he kills himself, Kaviyah, so to speak. He's Mamis Atzmayaleh, he kills himself to be able to learn Taira. So that's the second category of a person that the Kaddish Baruch Hu cries over every day. And then the third and final category is Val Parnes Hamizgoy Ala Tzibur, for a leader who acts with haughtiness over the Tzibur. He's the Rav and he's the leader of the community, but he acts with a Gaiva, so that's something that the Kaddish Baruch Hu cries over. over. And says the Gemara that Rebbe have a naked Sefer Kinnis. Rebbe was once holding a Sefer Kinnis, the Kakari Begaveh, and was reading inside Kimata Leipsuka when he got to the Pasuk of Hashlech Mishamayim Eretz, that Kadosh Baruch was going to throw Klal Yisrael from Shamayim to the Eretz, from the heavens to the earth. So Nafal Min Yadeh, he had so much tsar that he, by mistake, he dropped the Sefer Kinnis. It fell out of his hand. And Amar, he said that, this is a mashal to what I was just reading. Me'igra Ram Labira Amikda, from a high roof to a very low pit. Meaning, Klal Yisrael is just going to get thrown down in one shot. It's not going to be a gradual process. They're just going to get thrown down quickly, and that's something that caused them a lot of pain. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe Rav Chiya Havushakli Va'azli Ba'orcha. The Rebbe and Rav Chiya, they were holche, they were going on the road, they were holche drachim, kimato lahu masa. When they got to a certain town, so Amri, they said, they asked around in the town, ikat tzorah mirabanan hacha. They said, is there a tzorah mirabanan over here? Is there a Talmud Chacham? We want to go to the Talmud Chacham. Neza v'nik falape. We want to go greet the Talmud Chacham of the town. Who's the Talmud Chacham of the town? So Amri, they said that, yeah, ikat tzorah mirabanan hacha. There is a tzorah mirabanan here, umu'ari nayimhu, and he's blind. So Amar le Rav Chiya le Rebbe. So Rav Chiya said to Rebbe, Rebbe who was the nasi, Rav Chiya said to Rebbe that tivat le tizalza b'nisiyusach, that you should remain over here. You shouldn't be mezalzer in your nisiyus. You're the nasi. It's not befitting for you to go to this young Talmud Chacham. You shouldn't come. So ezla nava akbul ape. I'll just go myself. I'll go greet him. I'll go give shalom. You see, from your stam, the poorness, the person goes into a town to go greet the Rav of the town. He says, though, but you're already the Nasi, let me go greet the Rav. Takfeva Azul Bahadeh. Lamaisa Rebbe didn't want to hear of it. He said, I'm going to go with you. Rebbe and his Anivas, he said, I want to go greet the Rav as well. Kihavu Mipatri Mine. Lamaisa, they went to greet the Rav, and when they were saying goodbye, so Amar Luhu, so the Rav, the Tzurba Mirabanan, who was blind, as we said, he said to Rebbe and Reb Chiya, he said to them, that Atem Hiskbaltem Panim Hanira'im Ve'inan Rayin. You just came to greet the face of the person who is seen but cannot be seen. I'm seen but I cannot see, he said. I'm blind. Tizku, you should be zaycha lahakbil panim harayim ve'ina nirayin. You should be zaycha to greet the face of that who is sees but is not seen, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is able to see kaviyachol. He knows what we're doing, but he is not seen. So Amrulay, they said to him, so Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Rav Chiya, Rebbe who almost didn't come, Rav Chiya tried to convince him out of coming, Rebbe says to Rav Chiya, Iku hashta minatan mehay berchasa, that look, if I wouldn't have come now, I wouldn't have received such a beautiful bracha. You almost took away this beautiful bracha from me. So Amar Lei, they continued, and Rav Chiya and Rebbe, they said to this man, they said to this servant Meravanan, they said that was such a beautiful bracha, miman shmi'alach. Who did you hear such a nusach from? That's such a beautiful nusach. Where did you get that bracha from? Where did you get that nusach bracha? So the Tzorba Mirabanan said back, Mi Pirkei de Rabbi Yaakov Shmieli. That I heard it from the Shir, from the Perek of Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya Hava. Rabbi Yaakov was a man from Kfar Chitaya. And Hava Makbil Ape de Rabbi Kol Yoima. He used to go greet his Rebbe every single day. And Kikosh, when he got weaker, so Amar Lei Loi Nitzar Mar. So his Gabbai, he said to him, you know, the Loi Yachul Mar, that maybe you shouldn't pain yourself anymore. You're not able to go anymore. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov, he said back, that mizutar ma'idichsiv bu'rabbanon, is it small that which it says about the rabbanon about greeting tamid chachamim vayichi oidla netzach lo yira shachas, that a person will be oidla netzach, he'll live forever lo yira shachas, he won't see the grave, ki yira chachamim yamusu, because he sees chachamim when they die. And he said u'ma haraya chachamim b'misasun yichya b'chayeya nalachas kama v'kama. And he said that if you see that there's such a schar for a person who greets tamid chachamim when they're no longer alive, when they're dying, and a person gets such a schar, so all the more so when a person goes to greet Tamid Chachamim when they're alive, Allah has kama v'kama, the schar is so great, and therefore even though it is true, it's so difficult now for me in my situation to go to greet my Rebbe, he says, I'm going to continue going. And from there, that's where this Tzorba Mirabanan, he understood the importance of going to greet another Tzorba Mirabanan. So it wasn't really so much about the Nusach. They weren't asking him where he got the Nusach HaBracha from. Really, like now I see that Rashi says, they were asking him, where did you get such a Hashivas for greeting at Tzorba Merabbanan from? And that's what the Tzorba Merabbanan explained, that I heard it from the Pirka, the Rabbi Yaakov, that I see how much he valued the idea of going to visit Talmidei Chachamim. And we'll conclude with the story. He says, the Gemara, the Rav Idi, Avuad Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, the Rav Idi, who is the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, or the father of Rav Yaakov, have a ruggle to have a azul tlasa yarche ba'orcha v'chad yoyme bebe rav. So this Rav Idi, he used to go travel for 3 months of the year and then go one day into the yeshiva. That's what he used to do. He would travel for 3 months just to make it to yeshiva for one day. V'havu karu le rabbanon, the rabbanon used to nickname him bar be rav d'chad yoyme. They nicknamed him the one who comes to yeshiva for one day, the bar be rav d'chad yoyme. A little bit, it felt like they were mocking him, but that's what they called him. They called him the bar be rav d'chad yoyme. And Amayis Cholish Date, he had Chalisha Sadas, he felt they were making fun of him. Kari Anafshe, he said about himself, the Pasuk, Schaik L'Re'ehu Eya, that I'm a joke to my friends. Amar Le Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said to Rav Idi, he noticed that Rav Idi was insulted. Rabbi Yechanan said to him, B'metusa Minach, I beg you, Leitanish Lu Rabbanan, don't let it be that because of you, the Rabbanan are going to get punished. Be Meichu them. Nafik Rabbi Yechanan lebei Midrasha, Rabbi Yechanan to give the man chizuk. He went to the Beis Medrash, Vidarash, and he said the following drasha. He said on the pasuk, Va'isa yoyim yoyim yidrashun, Vidaz darche yachpatsun. That on that day, he darshan yoyim yoyim yidrashun, Vidaz darche yachpatsun. V'chi b'yoyim darshan eisai, V'layla ein darshan eisai. He asked that does a person darshan the Torah, Dracha yachpatsun, does a person search for my drachim, and does he darshan only by day? V'layla ein darshan eisai, and night person's not supposed to darshan. What the pasuk is telling you is that even if a person just learns Torah for one day, so the Torah considers it as if he learned Torah the entire year. Even for just a day, the Torah considers it like a person was Isaac and Torah for the whole year. And we find a similar concept when it comes to Averis, that a person who does an Avera for one day, so the Torah considers it like he didn't have air for the entire year. The Chsiv, as it says by the Meraglim, it says, "B'mispera yamim asher tartim es haaretz," that they're going to get punished, they're going to have to wander in the Midbar according to the number of days that they spied out the land. Now, v'chiv arbaim shana chatu, we know that we were in the Midbar for 40 years. Did they spy out Eretz Yisrael for 40 years? V'aloy arbaim yamim chatu, wasn't it just for 40 days? Eloy marlach, what you see from here is that kol ha'ivra avera afil yamim echad b'shana, that even though a person only did an avera for one day, the Torah considers it like he did an avera the entire year. So for every day that they spied out Eretz Yisrael, they got a full year as a punishment, they got a full year of wandering in the Midbar. Now I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that L'chaira could be assumed that Rav Idi, who was traveling through for 3 months just to get the yeshiva for one day, he obviously had a chashiva satira. So obviously we could assume about Rav Idi that while he was traveling, he was also learning. So why is he called the Bar Bei Rabbanan? Why is he called the Bar Bei Rav D'Chad Yoyma? L'chaira he was learning most of the year, 3 months there, 3 months back. That itself is 6 months, and then the day in yeshiva. So most of the year of Avada he was learning. Even if you want to tell me the rest of his year he was working, even that's not mistaber. But for sure, at least more than 6 months of the year he was learning. So why is he called the Bar Bei Rav D'Chad Yoyma? L'chayr he was learning while he was traveling as well. Said Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that a famous Yisoid from Rav Chaim Voloshiner, that just like this Bittul Torah, when it comes to Kamus and the amount of time that a person learns, there's also Bittul Torah in Eichas. There's Bittul Torah in the quality of one's learning. And while it's true, Avada, he was learning on the road while he was traveling. We could be Dan L'Kafschus, we could assume that Rav Idi was learning while he was traveling, but L'maisa, that wasn't at the same with the same focus. It's not the same focus as when the person sitting down to learn. So in that sense, it was like Bittul Torah because it was Bittul Torah Be'echus. Memeli is called the Bar Bei Rav D'Chad Yoyma. Now the kasha is that if it's true that his learning was not as good while he was traveling, so why did he travel so far just to learn in yeshiva? Why not just learn at home? Why did he have to travel so far just to learn in yeshiva? So I saw Rav Yisro Yisrael Salanter, nor Yisrael Simen Chav Zayin, he proves from this story the importance of learning in the base medrash. It's true, you might have more Svarim at home, you might have an Eitzer HaChachma at home, you might have more Svarim, some people find it difficult to make it to shul, to go learn in a shul, but Lamaisa, you see from here the importance, even though it's true there was Bittul Torah Be'echus for him to travel and go all the way to the yeshiva to learn, but it's kedai for one day in yeshiva to learn than to give up 6 months of learning at home. Lamaisa, that was the cheshbon he make, even though it's true his learning wasn't as good while he was traveling, but to have one day in yeshiva, you see from the story the importance of learning in the base medrash, learning in the shul, learning in the base medrash, and not learning by oneself at home. Now Rav Yisrael Salanter is talking more about Ian versus Bekias. He's saying that a person might be able to learn better Bekias at home, but Ian is better in the base medrash, Pilpul Chaverim, and that takes precedence. But even just the idea that you see the importance of learning in the base medrash, not learning just at home, but it's important to learn at home also. The wife and children should see. Of course, that's important also. But in terms of one's own learning, so there's also a tremendous chashivas of specifically going to yeshiva, of going to a base medrash, to a shul, and learning dafka over there instead of learning by oneself at home.